It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Wow, this is exciting news. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their nominees for the class of 2020. Lots of genres in the mix. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band. We got Nine Inch Nails. Whitney Houston, which I'm shocked she's not already in there. Judas Priest, Notorious B.I.G., Soundgarden, to name a few. Now, to be eligible, an individual artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of the nomination. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 induction ceremony, presented by Klipsch Audio, will take place in Cleveland, Ohio on May 2nd. And tickets, if you want to check it out, they go on sale February 27th. That would be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be cool to go there and check that out.
So many artists in one place. Well, Wendy Williams slamming Joaquin Phoenix. Okay, she's getting in some hot water. She was kind of mocking his upper lip in a segment that has now gone viral.
I think I've shared this with you before. Have I shared this with him before? I find him oddly attractive.
Yes.
And when he shaves off his mustache, he's got a hairline fracture. He's got one of those, what do you call it? Cleft lip.
Yep.
Cleft palate.
Yep.
He's got this.
Yep.
He's got this.
Uh-huh.
No, I find it to be very attractive.
Okay, I mean, what do you think about this? She's saying she thinks he's attractive, but she was kind of mimicking him, and so
the
people
way,
are very upset.
I'm sure there's people with cleft palates that are like probably embarrassed by it too, and it bothers them, and the way she's doing it, I mean, I don't know. I feel like 9 times out of 10, Wendy's always talking smack about somebody. Maybe this time she wasn't, but it's easy to talk down to somebody but give them a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they're blah, blah, blah. Then, like, you say something nice. It's like, but you still just talk crap about
the
them.
The southern way is to say something, then you say, oh, but bless his heart. Exactly.
Producer Pork Chop, bless his heart.
Cher is very mad and says that Wendy Williams should definitely apologize to Joaquin Phoenix. So I don't know if she does it often, but I don't think she meant that much harm. Kylie Jenner, her ex-assistant, is revealing why she actually quit.
I had the opportunity to make like the coolest makeup line that I've always dreamed of. It's really my only passion.
Okay, so there were rumors that there was beef, some real drama went down, but Victoria, that's the name of the assistant, is like, no, I worked for her for 5 years. I gained almost 1 million followers after working for the makeup mogul, but she's like, Kylie and I are cool. I just wanted to move on. There's no beef, so she's squashing it. So nothing really scandalous. Sorry to report, it wasn't that exciting, but she says nothing like that went down. And I love this. Nick Jonas's wifey, Priyanka Chopra, she says the moment she knew that Nick Jonas was gonna be her man, gonna be her husband, was the first time she saw him without a shirt. It's all it took. She saw his video and was like, yes, honey. And then she said, yes, I want to go on a date with him. Then she's like, I knew he's going to be my man. And there's quite an age difference between the two, but it is working.
All right. Well, good for you with that shirtless stuff there, Joe.
Although Liv is saying, she was telling me that there's rumors that she's not like the nicest person. Priyanka has kind of a rep.
As a Joe Bro number one fan, Priyanka Chopra, bye. I am not a Priyanka Chopra fan. I do not like her. I think that she is so pretentious, so stuck up. Not into it.
Not into it at all. All right.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.